There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's talk about getting back to business, not just cinemas and gyms in Dubai that are reopening this week. Also, training companies, some of them, have been given the green light to reopen. Joined by the boss of one of the biggest ones in town, Hazel Jackson is the CEO of Biz Group, and she joins us on the line. Morning, Hazel.
Good morning, Richard.
Hazel, I'm going to ask you about what's going to happen on Sunday morning when you resume your face-to-face courses. But first of all, as a friend for many years of the Business Breakfast, just quickly in a minute or so, tell us how the last 8 or 9 weeks have been for you since the middle of March.
Well, I've been here for 27 years, and I think this has been the toughest business time of my life. We went from sort of like really a brilliant start to 2020, opportunities with big events that were going to happen at the end of this year, and about 700 to 1,000 hours of training a month, to zero on the 8th of March. So it was a really challenging time, and we had to completely reskill ourselves. But we're still around, we're still surviving, and looking forward to Sunday.
Have you managed over the past 8 or 9 weeks to generate even a trickle of revenue by doing online courses? Have people been prepared to pay for that? And if so, what specifically have they still spent money on?
We had part of our business that was already digital with Exonify, and so that's actually accelerated. And we saw participation rates from 50% to 80% participation, and people doubling down on the amount of learning they were doing. So that was one godsend that we already had that in the business. On the other side, we pivoted, I think that's a famous word right now, isn't it, to do virtual instructor-led learning. And there's been a slow trickle. We're in the hundreds of hours now rather than the kind of like 700 to 1,000. But it's been a challenging time, but the team have been absolutely brilliant in converting. Our partners have been brilliant. So it's shown authenticity of leadership in a lot of our partners, which has been great to see.
Very quickly, before we get on to what happens when you restart your face-to-face courses, which courses, which curriculums, for want of a better word, have people still wanted? Has it been leadership? Has it been sales? What have been the ones that people have thought, this is essential and we're still going to invest in this training?
Great question, Richard. A lot of it's been around leadership, but very specific. So leading virtually. How do I trust people are doing what they said they were going to do? How do I hold them accountable if I can't see them? Also a lot around how do we help other people deliver training virtually? So that's been very popular. But the frontline staff as well, how do you help people in the frontline who are putting their lives at risk at times, sometimes every day, and keep them confident in dealing with customers? So that's also been a hot topic.
Right. Let's talk about Sunday morning. You're not doing face-to-face courses today, but you will start 9 a.m. on Sunday. Are they going to be at your headquarters up in International Media Production Zone? Are you going to be on site with clients at their premises? Talk us through that.
So our offices will reopen on Sunday, and our virtual instructor, our sort of like VR, we have a virtual reality leadership lab that will be able to be open from Sunday. I wish I could say that somebody booked for 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. I would be not telling the truth, seeing as we only got this notification a couple of days ago. And I still think confidence needs to build. But our VR lab will open on Sunday, and that has the ability to have some people on site and some people still working remotely and still be engaged in the learning experience. So it's quite good for social distancing. And I think it'll take a few weeks as we ramp up and clients build confidence, to be honest with you, because we've gone from just getting used to all working remotely to, oh, okay, now we need to go back to the office. And I think that's going to be a confidence gap.
So I've been to that VR lab. It's a thing to behold, but it's not the core of what you do, is it? You invested in it last year, I think. I guess of those 1,000 hours, say, a month that you were doing before the crisis hit, how many of those do you think are going to resume in, let's say, not May, but in June?
May will be difficult because it was finished now, unfortunately, but June. Look, I think, as we say, we're ramping up on VILT. I think there's going to be a blend. I genuinely don't think everybody's going to suddenly go, okay, let's go back into the classroom. I think there's going to be this combination of some work will be in the classroom, some learning will be there, some will remain online. And how can we create the most out of the last 3 months of everybody being a little bit more self-sufficient in their learning and also more engaged online. So I think there's going to be a combination in June, and I think you'll see the ramp up continue. Maybe people won't be away as much in July and August this year, and we'll start to see that slowly ramp back up into September.
Finally, in terms of safety measures, sanitization, distancing, what practical steps have you taken ahead of reopening your office?
Well, as you know, we've got a fairly large office, so that's good for this situation. So we've already been and marked off all of the zones where people can't go. You know, every other desk has got a cross on it. You can't sit there. We've done all of the sanitizing measures. We have sanitization every day coming in. And in our VR lab and in our training space, again, we've reallocated all of that so that it can actually be done in compliance with all of the regulations.
Hazel, best of luck with that. Best of luck with your business over the summer. Really nice to talk with you again. Thanks for joining us. Hazel Jackson is the Chief Executive Officer and the founder of the training company Biz Group.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.